When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Wings Productions presents a Skylark special episode in collaboration with a Carefully Built Pretend podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Oliveri. Today we'll be reading a story called The Day the Sun Fell. This story was originally released as part of my children's podcast, A Carefully Built Pretend. It's a story about working together to complete something that would be impossible if we were working alone. Now it's time to settle in, grab a blanket and a warm drink, and let's get started.
Psst! Over here! Take my hand. I'll take you to a pretend land. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, whee! The girl came to the field one day and saw the most incredible thing. The sun had fallen from the sky and landed in the valley. The girl tried to lift it by herself, but soon realized it was impossible to do it on her own. She called her friend, and he came running. The girl and the boy tried to lift the sun back up into the sky, but they could not do it on their own. The girl and the boy ran to the village, and soon all the villagers had gathered to help. They tied ropes around the sun and tried to pull it up the mountain, but they could not do it on their own. The villagers called to all the people in the land, and they came with their drums. They beat their drums and they stomped their feet as they danced in circles. The sun started to bounce up and down in time with the music. Soon, word had spread around the world that the sun had fallen from the sky. Dragons flew from the east. They used the villagers' ropes to pull the bouncing sun into the sky. The people from the north used their song to send the winter wind. It blew over the mountain and pushed the sun higher up. The people from the south gathered in the desert, and they danced in a big circle, moving faster and faster, until a sandstorm lifted into the air. The sandstorm blew over the mountain, too, and joined the north wind, and together they pushed the sun up, up, up. The people from the west stood on the beach and cheered as loudly as they could. Their shouts created huge waves in the ocean. The waves curled up toward the sky, the water mixing with the sand and wind, and gave the sun a push as it took one final bounce and landed back in its place in the bright blue sky. The people everywhere cheered and cheered. The people from the east with their brightly colored dragons. The people from the north with their windy song. The people from the south with their swirling sand, and the people from the west with their crashing waves. The sun smiled down on them all, proud and happy that everyone in the world had worked together to put things right. The girl and the boy sat on the outskirts of the village in the valley and watched as the sun set behind the mountain. It waved goodbye as it went down, and they heard it say it would return tomorrow. Behind them, they heard a loud crash. The girl and the boy turned around and saw the most incredible thing. There, a few paces away from where they sat, plopped on the lush green grass of the valley, was the moon. Thank you so much for listening. The Skylark Bell and A Carefully Built Pretend podcasts are brought to you by Fate and Starling Publishing and feature original music by Canel. I would love for you to join me on Patreon for additional content, and be sure to follow my social media accounts where I share regular updates and previews. The music you hear was composed by me under my stage name Canel, specifically for A Carefully Built Pretend podcast. I also compose all music for The Skylark Bell, as well as other podcasts like Collected Sounds, Volstead Land, and The Activity Continues. If you need custom music for your projects, please don't hesitate to reach out. Links to all these fantastic podcasts can be found in the show notes. Once again, thank you for listening. I'm Melissa Oliveri, writer, producer, composer, and host of the Skylark Bell podcast.
Big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options in stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com. Save big.